Our next item is subdivision 2007-3, Donald K. Miller, Hawks Haven, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2003 for Donald K. Miller based upon the record and for the following reason. The approved subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. There are many strip lots in the area, and an adjacent property has received preliminary approval for a subdivision. Proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Approval is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 49 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system will meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and the area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. 30-foot forested buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall be contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. A system of street lighting shall be established. The reference to future development of certain areas of the property shall be removed on the final site plan. Any further subdivision of this area shall comply with the requirements of the subdivision code for the amendment of the existing subdivision and shall require the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-3, Donald K. Miller, Hawks Haven, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.